lakes lay hidden. Yes, it was indeed lovely out there in the country. In the midst of the sunshine, there stood an old manor house that had a deep moat around it. From the walls of the manor right down to the water's edge, great burdock leaves grew, and there were some so tall that little children could stand upright beneath the biggest of them. In this wilderness of leaves, which was as dense as the forests itself, a duck sat on her nest, hatching her ducklings. She was becoming somewhat weary, because sitting is such a dull business, and scarcely anyone came to see her. The other ducks would much rather swim in the moat than waddle out and squat under the burdock leaf to gossip with her. But at last the eggshells began to crack, one after another. "Peep, peep," said the little things, as they came to life and poked out their heads.
"Quack, quack,"
said the duck, and quick as quick can be, they all waddled out to have a look at the green world under the leaves. Their mother let them look as much as they pleased, because green is good for the eyes. "How wide the world is," said all the young ducks, for they certainly had much more room now than they had when they were in their eggshells. "Do you think this is the whole world?" their mother asked.
"Why,
it extends on and on, clear across to the other side of the garden, and right on into the parson's field, though that's further than I have ever been. I do hope you all are hatched," she said as she got up.
No, not quite all. The biggest egg still lies here. How much longer is this going to take? I'm really rather tired of it all," she said, but she settled back on her nest.
"Well, how goes it?" asked an old duck who came to pay her a call.
"Oh, it takes a long time with that one egg," said the duck on the nest. "It won't crack, but look at the others. They are the cutest little ducklings I've ever seen.
They look exactly like their father, the wretch. He hasn't come to see me at all."
"Let's have a look at the egg that won't crack," the old duck said.
"It's a turkey egg, and you can take my word for it. I was fooled like that once myself. What trouble and care I had with those turkey children, for I may as well tell you, they are afraid of the water. I simply could not get them into it. I quacked and snapped at them, but it wasn't a bit of use. Let me see the egg. Certainly it's a turkey egg. Let it lie, and go teach your other children to swim."
"Oh, I'll sit a little longer. I've been at it so long already that I might as well sit here half the summer."
"Suit yourself," said the old duck, and away she waddled. At last the big egg did crack.
"Beep,"
said the young one, and out he tumbled. But he was so big and ugly. The duck took a look at him.
"That's a frightfully big duckling," she said. "He doesn't look the least like the others. Can he really be a turkey baby?
Well, well, I'll soon find out. Into the water he shall go, even if I have to shove him in myself." Next day the weather was perfectly splendid, and the sun shone down on all the green burdock leaves. The mother duck led her whole family down to the moat. Splash! She took to the water.
"Quack, quack,"
said she, and one duckling after another plunged in. The water went over their heads, but they came up in a flash and floated to perfection. Their legs worked automatically, and they were all there in the water. Even the big ugly gray one was swimming along.
"Why, that's no turkey," she said. "See how nicely he uses his legs, and how straight he holds himself. He's my very own son, after all, and quite good-looking if you look at him properly.
Quack, quack.
Come with me. I'll lead you out into the world and introduce you to the duckyard. But keep close to me so that you won't get stepped on, and watch out for the cat."
Thus they sallied into the duckyard, where all was in an uproar, because two families were fighting over the head of an eel. But the cat got it, after all. "You see, that's the way of the world." The mother duck licked her bill because she wanted the eel's head for herself. "Stir your legs, bustle about, and mind that you bend your necks to that old duck over there. She's the noblest of us all, and has Spanish blood in her. That's why she's so fat. See that red rag around her leg? That's a wonderful thing, and the highest distinction a duck can get. It shows that they don't want to lose her, and that she's to have special attention from man and beast. Shake yourselves, don't turn your toes in. A well-bred duckling turns his toes way out, just as his father and mother do, this way. So then, now duck your necks and say quack." They did.